The financially troubled automaker announced plans to invest $450 million to overhaul its Kenosha engine plant. Retooling the Kenosha plant will begin in 2010. Chrysler will build the new generation of its highly fuel-efficient Phoenix V6 engines there. In Kenosha to announce the plan, Governor Jim Doyle thanked Chrysler for its belief in the state and in the Kenosha workforce.
I want to thank the Chrysler Group for continuing to invest in Wisconsin, and I want to thank the hardworking people here in Kenosha who have given Wisconsin a reputation for having the finest workers in the world.
Kenosha County Executive Alan Kale alluded to the many ups and downs and stops and starts the plan took along the way.
Never give up. If the front door is locked, sneak in the window.
Once the plant is fully operational, it will employ 700 full-time workers, down from the current 820. Dan Kirk, president of UAW Local 72, is not overly concerned about the net loss of jobs.
We're hoping that through attrition, we're going to be looking at hiring some more people. It's going to look like a loss, but I think it's going to actually create more jobs because we have a senior workforce. Those are preliminary figures. It's something that we can work off of, and we're hoping those numbers will go up.
The governor also announced a $16.8 million incentives package to assist the Chrysler Group in retooling the Kenosha engine plant. In Kenosha, Dave McGrath for Wisconsin Public Radio.